back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 1065 251-343-0106. We're getting a bunch of nominations for James' voice, and somebody says, "Well, you should do Porky Pig." Look, I am not a voice actor, so the best I could give you is a screechy Karen, but only I invent some of your characters, your voices in my head, and I have no idea how spot on or not I am. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the line, he is this show's returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott is on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful but windy day in South Alabama, but the sun's shining and weekend's almost here.
Yeah, well, almost. Only about another, well, aside from other duties, about 25 more minutes here for me. Senator, we got to ask you, yesterday the New York jury, 34 counts against the former president of the United States. I know we don't usually talk about federal issues during this segment, but this is one that we can't go without discussing. Well, what did you make of it?
Well, I think first of all, it's a travesty. It's a travesty mainly because of what it does to people's opinions about their government, right? You know, if you look, you may have Democrats saying, "Yay, this is a great thing. You convicted the former president on charges that nobody else would have ever been brought up on." But what it does is it undermines people's confidence in an entire branch of our government. If we're able to constantly talk about, you know, convicting and turning our political enemies into felons and using a branch of government to do that, we're undermining the very credibility of our government, and that's a dangerous thing to do. We operate, all of us do, in the government, with the consent of the government. And when we undermine the individual's respects for their own government, it's a problem. And I think that's the big loss yesterday. I think, you know, President Trump's going to win the election. I think all of this is going to be moot except for the damage that's done by these partisan, you know, political attacks. And the damage is not done to President Trump. The damage is done to our republic.
Yeah, the confidence and faith is eroding in our institutions, and that's important, right? I mean, that is very, very, very significant when something like that happens. Just the stability of the country, and I'm going to run this by you. I said to Todd Stacey earlier in the program, maybe it's not expressly or written or anything like that, but when a president wins when he wins a presidential election, there's different rules. There's a different standard of justice. You really got to be careful here. And it's not like, you know, judicial protocol or any of that, and we're all equal in the eyes of, but no, it's this. It's the stability of our economic system, the stability of the country, the perception that America is the most stable place for foreign investment. Like, all of these things, because people around the world, well, they may not have the system we like, but we know it's not going anywhere. And right now, that stability is in question when you see something like this, number one, and you already see kind of the runaway inflation. I mean, all of the hallmarks are there for you to start kind of being a little bearish on the United States if you're looking at this from the outside in.
Well, you're right. It is a stability issue and concern, and one that we need to be on. And right to say, listen, the rules are a little bit different. Okay, this is not some high crime. This is it's not worth the damage that is being done. And you have to ask yourself, would any other New York businessman or any low-level politician be subject to prosecution in this case, specifically in New York? you're already talking about it. There's no jail. There's likely no jail associated with it. What are we doing here? Well, you know what we're doing. We're playing politics, right? And we're playing politics at the expense of the stability of our republic. And I'm sorry, but no one election, no political party, no one person is worth the stability of our government. And I think that that's exactly what the Democrats have done. They'll throw anything and everything they can at this man, at the president, in order to bring him down. And they'll do so by harming our republic. And that's really shameful.
Well, and do you worry about this? And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that it'll happen in Alabama anytime soon, but what's to stop a district attorney in some rural county or somewhere from convening a grand jury and indicting Joe Biden? Or not, maybe not even Alabama, but maybe another state will. The AG there would go about it, and we start doing this tit for tat. I mean, then you really... it's like a big Jenga puzzle. You start pulling these pieces out, and it's going to collapse.
Well, you've already seen that, right? You've seen that with Supreme Courts that have sought to keep President Trump off the ballot, right? And so you see these individual states, these individual, you know, and to your point, what happens when you see a district attorney take some sort of rogue, you know, measure like that, just like the district attorney in Manhattan has done. He's done it for politics. He's done it to make a name for himself. What value has the United States of America gained by having this trial? Nothing. It's cheapened our run here at home and certainly internationally. It's cheapened the image of the United States of America. At the end of the day, it is nothing more than a partisan political ploy that will have little to no negative impact on President Trump. Heck, he'll probably boost his ratings because people are tired of it.
Yeah, and but you worry about, and I think you're right, but just that when you weaponize the system in such a way, and look, Donald Trump has the ability to fight this. I mean, he's got unlimited resources to take on he's got resources to take on the vast unlimited resources of the state, of the government, of whatever it may be. But you look at that, and what does this tell the little guy out there who has to, you know, just accept the terms of whatever plea agreement or whatever the crumbs they throw your way just to save face? I mean, I to me, that's weighing heavy on my mind. Like, what do you say to that person?
This is not a good example, and you're right. It should scare all Americans. It should scare all businessmen. It should scare certainly your low level politicians, right? If I don't do what they want, are they going to come after me for something, anything? And that's why I think there are certain levels, especially when you start talking about the president. The man's making decisions day in and day out. He's going to be making enemies day in, day out. There are going to be, you know, gotcha moments. They just ought to have to rise to something that matters in order to justify, you know, something like this. No one's above the law, certainly not. But if you're going to take on the president and the presidency like they have, then it ought to be something of consequence.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. And, I mean, the last question on this, really, I mean, I feel like we've had this in Alabama in the past where sort of the system, and the one that pops in my head, like a guy hunt or, you know, Don Singleman was a much different situation. But we've kind of moved past that, and you look at, like, state government now. I mean, aside from, like, all the craziness and the bureaucracy, like the political side of it isn't this rough and tumble, but not even like it has been historically over the last, I don't know, 70, 80 years.
No, it's fairly even keeled. There certainly are instances, you know, where we've had elected officials have problems, and you can go through, you know, certainly even this quadrennium so far with certain House members finding themselves into trouble and things of that nature. But by and large, you know, everybody's running on the straight and narrow, and not with the type of, you know, you had Bentley, you had Hunt, you had Siegelman, you know, you start looking back a ways and, you know, folks that have run into some issues. And on the state level, you don't see our attorney general out, you know, malicious prosecute folks, and our DAs as a, not doing either. And I think that's a good thing in Alabama compared to what's happening nationally.
Senator, we'll move on to some state issues. I had your softball buddy on, Reed Ingram, on earlier this week, and he's got an idea here, and I don't know what you think of this, but where in the same vein, maybe not exactly to this kind of prescription, but the same idea here is that, like, when school systems were failing and they continued to fail and they never could correct, the state would intervene, take over, and then try to get the system headed in the right direction. Representative Ingram thinks it's time to start looking at police departments around the state that aren't getting the job done, that aren't keeping the public safe, and start thinking about some kind of similar regime. What do you think of that?
Well, he may be onto something. I mean, look, there are instances in our big cities around Alabama where crime is absolutely out of control. And I will tell you, you know, I do not feel safe in Montgomery. I feel safe in the state house, but the threats with shootings. I mean, I've found rounds in the state house parking lot. Okay, I'm not talking right. about the killing. I'm talking about the actual bullet in the parking lot of the state house. I don't think it fell out of somebody's pocket. I think it landed there. And that type of crime, we'll talk about Montgomery specifically, is concerning. You see these videos, online of, you know, these shootouts in the street. It is scary. And you look at, what Mississippi has done, right? In the state capital there, the legislature took over an area of Mississippi because it was of the capital because it was dangerous. I don't know that Representative Ingram's going that far, but, we've got to do more from a law enforcement standpoint to keep, to keep places safe. You've seen that, in Mobile County, in Pritchard, for instance, right? Where the sheriff has had to get involved in helping police in Pritchard, where they have jurisdiction as well. Because things are, there are problems, right? There are crime problems there. And so I think that, that Representative Ingram may be onto something there about making sure we keep all Alabamians safe. And as it pertains to Montgomery, I mean, look, you know, we've got to keep, the Capitol safe and that area around there safe. That's for sure.
I mean, like, how far away are we from, like, I mean, it's not unprecedented, right? Phoenix City in the 1950s, Governor Persons brought in the National Guard after the presumptive future attorney general was assassinated, and they kind of took over the local infrastructure and did what they needed to do, but it wasn't under, like, statute. There's a way to do that, right? I mean, like, how far away from something like that are we?
I don't know that we're to Jackson, Mississippi yet, but if you look at that, they look over a cap district and some surrounding areas. I'm not sure we're there yet. But again, that's that could be considered if we continue to see, the crime problems that we're seeing. The Montgomery Police Department, I think, does a pretty good job at keeping, you know, that central business district, that downtown district, very heavily policed. You may have seen this week that their chief of staff made a really big deal about where specifically the crime was located. Was it downtown? Was it downtown adjacent? Because they understand that you cannot have that kind of crime in downtown and still have a thriving downtown, but it still goes on outside of that narrow area. And so that can be a really big issue for a city, and one we may need to look into.
Well, what do you think it is? Are we just in the post George Floyd era of policing, and some blue cities are way too hands off? Or is it cultural? I don't think it's what Chip Hill, the mayor's chief of staff, is saying, that you guys passed constitutional carry and that's why crime is escalating, because that would be the case. And where I'm sitting right now in Fairhope, I'd be dodging bullet fire like we were in Montgomery if indeed it was the same state law that applies here as does there. But what do you think it is?
I think there are cultural problems, underlying cultural problems that exist that frankly the legislature can't fix, right? We can certainly wall off for police a certain area, but these crime problems are underlying, you know, family problems and cultural problems that government can't fix, that no gun law can fix. That's gonna have to be something that parents and families and neighborhoods fix. They have a cold chain that relates to crime. The legislature and government can come in and certainly wall off police in certain areas. But failing that, we've got to address our underlying cultural issues.
Senator, we always appreciate this time, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks so much for having me on. Have a great weekend.
State Senator Chris Elliott, they are our returning champion. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, yes, we are beer drinkers. Yes, we are hell raisers.